If you're rocking to get up and it's not a rocking chair, it's time for the Joint Relief Institute. Fast relief, covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
I have met a number of interesting people in my life. A few of them are as energetic and creative as my guest who is on the phone. Her name is Nancy Hayes, and you may have seen her in one of her many guises as dancer, singer, entrepreneur. Nancy, how are you?
I'm great.
Is that too big a build-up for you?
Thank you for that. I do a lot of different things. But,
how did you, before we get into the specific reason that you're on, to talk about a show that is taking place next Sunday at Wayfarer Theaters in Highland Park, how did you, tell me a little about you. Where are you from? How did you get the entertainment bug, as they say?
Rick, it's hard to explain because I really didn't come from that background.
Yeah.
I grew up in Champaign, Urbana, and my father was a physician. My mother was a retired nurse. They raised three kids. One became a doctor, one became a lawyer, and the middle kid, me, was obsessed with entertainment. From the time I was a little child, I was obsessed with all kinds of artists, singers, dancers, actors, filmmakers, poets, you name it. So I don't know. Maybe it came from the Lord. I don't know, but it's there.
And when did you first start to exercise it? When did you first start to do it for a living?
Well, my parents didn't quite know what to do with me. They were always supportive.
Yeah.
But they were concerned, as, you know, they were both, my father went to medical school on the GI Bill, and my mother was an orphan at a young age.
Oh.
And so they felt that education was the way.
Sure.
So I went to college at the University of Illinois, and they basically said, we love all this performing, but we hope you get a plan B, which I did. I majored in advertising. But I started performing professionally as a teen. I auditioned for theme parks, and I had my first professional role at a little theater on the square in Sullivan, Illinois. I played Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, how cute. How cute. You have made, I mean, and it's, you know, on your website, it's you can see a lot of stuff, but you have thrived in the creative world, because I think you are, and we don't know each other well, we will eventually one of these days, but you seem to me to be ever curious. Do you think that's a hallmark of someone in the creative field?
Absolutely. I think that if you love the arts and you are inspired by artists and you feel that they just make the world a better place in so many ways, that you continue to be curious, because music evolves, but it's also got a rich history. And again, if you expand that, so beyond just music, if you look at the arts, whether it's a visual artist or anyone else that's in that field, you will never run out of just wonderful things to pursue and people to admire that are worth your time and your, you know, appreciation of what they do.
You seem also able to, you seem a born collaborator. You, just in what little talking we've done with one another, you seem to get a joy from the nature of collaboration, do you not? Or am I thinking?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's funny. My son went to the Harold Ramis Film School. He was one in the founding class at Second City. He went to Stanford and got a degree in English and then went there. I had so much fun helping some of those students do their student films, and, you know, helping with locations, helping with casting, and kind of working behind the scenes. And my children were all in professional theater in Chicago, and I was like Mama Rose in that I just loved living vicariously through seeing them thrive in the very vibrant and wonderful professional theater scene.
Yeah, yeah, no kidding.
But I've always been in bands. I've always been on stage with collaborating in a team. So, yes, I think songwriters, I work with a lot of different types of artists, and I love that approach. It's the team approach to the arts.
Well, you have a team now. I'm going to write about those of you who still read newspapers. You will be able to read about Nancy Hayes and her latest venture in the Chicago Tribune beginning Wednesday. This venture, and the reason that we know each other, is going to take place at the Wayfarer Theaters in Highland Park, this marvelous theater operation started by Steve Sarowitz. We will talk some more about him. And this story, Nancy, is one of the great stories because I knew nothing about it. I once said Nancy was in Louisville, Kentucky. She was hired by, well, I can't remember, what was it, the Cement Makers of America or something to put on a show? What was it? Something like that.
The National Precast Concrete Association.
Oh, that's right. Even less romantic. And you were in a room at Churchill Downs, the great legendary racetrack. And you came upon a little plaque which told the little story of a man who you at the time had never heard of, named Isaac Burns Murphy, a black jockey in the 1800s. And you were, about the curiosity, you were kind of overwhelmed by this story, weren't you?
I was absolutely overwhelmed, and I continue to be. The more I learn about Isaac Murphy, the more the research that I have done. I think he's one of the most remarkable people, Americans, that ever lived.
Yeah.
I think he is our greatest sports hero because he was not just a great athlete and a great sportsman, but he was also a man of high integrity and well-read and sophisticated, and he honored his parents, and he achieved so much greatness in a sport at a very difficult time in American history between the Emancipation Proclamation and the Jim Crow era.
Exactly, exactly.
And he rose from slavery and unbelievably difficult conditions to become one of the wealthiest men, if not the wealthiest man in America.
Yeah.
And yet today, we don't know much about him, and it just stunned me. I couldn't believe that this man had accomplished so much. And then the other thing was that he was so tied to Chicago.
Right, right.
And I kind of thought, well, I live in Chicago. I don't know why we don't, talk about him, because he won four of the first five American Derbies, which
right,
were all
right
at Washington Park in Chicago.
Well, it's not just Nancy that we don't talk about him. This is a man who deserves celebration, do you not think?
He deserves unbelievable praise and celebration, and his mother does too, as does his trainer, who was a black trainer named Eli Jordan, who he trained two Hall of Fame jockeys. He's in an unmarked grave in Louisville.
Yeah.
No one knows who he is. And
yeah.
America Murphy, the reason it's my book is called Riding for America is that Isaac spent his career riding for his mother because she inspired him through all that she went through. And his father was a patriot. He fought in the United States.
In the Civil War. Yeah. When was that? When did you first discover him? When was that encounter?
It was in February of 2019. And as you described it, I produce entertainment for wonderful clients, corporations, associations,
sure,
and charitable groups. And they had this very swanky party, which was in the Kentucky Derby Museum, which I had never visited. And it's a lovely, really great museum with a lot of ladies' hats in it and a trainer's
yes,
room.
Yes, because that's what the Derby's famous for. Yeah, yeah.
And then the entertainment was going so well that I decided to go upstairs, and I saw this dimly lit gallery. And in it said, the story of black jockeys, the history of thoroughbred horse racing in America, and it did have a little bit about female jockeys. So I was curious, and I went in. Now, since then, things have changed, and they have moved that exhibit downstairs, but at the time, it was very dimly lit, it was not well visited, and I just was, like, stunned, because 13 of the first 15 jockeys in the first running of the Kentucky Derby were black.
Uh-huh.
And 16 of the first 28 derbies were won by black riders.
I know. It's,
and
utterly
crazy.
Fascinating. And so naturally you look around and say, hey, I mean, someone must have written a book about this guy, and no one had.
Well, they had, in that there is a wonderful, very large book by Pelham McDaniels III, who is a renowned African-American historian.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not, I mean, because, Rick, it's very sad that there's been a lot of misinformation due to racism.
Sure.
It's going to tarnish his career highlight. They tried to change his record. They tried to... He was poisoned. I mean, there was a lot of things that happened to Isaac.
That whole poisoning thing is a remarkable subtext to the thing where he was poisoned. He fell off his horse, and people accused him of being a drunk. And Nancy Hayes, it has a million different aspects. It's like some fabulous diamond that's been discovered. I am on the telephone with Nancy Hayes, who has flown into Chicago from a wedding that she had to attend in order to be on this show. We're talking about her discovery of a remarkable man and his remarkable story, a man named Isaac Burns Murphy, who was a black jockey around the turn of the century, who won a number of races, an astonishing number of races. And you wrote your first creative collaboration with Isaac Burns Murphy was a book, a young adult book, correct?
No, the first thing was a screenplay. So I came back from the Derby Museum event and just stunned and inspired. And I would like lay awake at night and just stare at the ceiling and think, how come nobody knows about this, and how can I change that narrative?
Mm-hmm.
And so I originally started to try to get a petition going to move that exhibit. I talked to the museum. I talked to the curator. And it seemed as though I wasn't making much progress. So my son, during COVID, was home. And he's a wonderful writer. Mm-hmm. I know I'm his mom, but he's a wonderful writer. And he's trained as a screenwriter. And I said, Eddie, let's do research on this guy, and can you help me? Can I commission you to write a screenplay so that we can get this word out, not just in Louisville, but to minority kids in Chicago,
sure,
and California, and anywhere and everywhere. So my son was home during COVID and worked diligently with me on this screenplay and wrote, you know, basically most of the characters. It's historical fiction.
Right.
The thing with Isaac Murphy is that Pelham McDaniels was sort of our main source, because Pelham had done painstaking, you know, research to try to correct the record of things that had been said negative about athletes. And sadly, Rick, he died in April of 2020 during the height of COVID.
Wow.
We were going to interview him. We were going to talk to him. But thankfully, he left this wonderful,
document.
Yeah. So Eddie and I worked on this screenplay, and then and the characters in it. If you've seen the movie Titanic, of course, you know it's based on a major historical event, but it has lively, wonderful characters. And Eddie has written the antagonist to be like based on Iago, which is, you know, Othello, which is a Shakespearean character. And he has woven through the narrative some incredibly interesting characters that are mixed in with actual historical characters, which are very much vibrant and alive and based on their actual history.
Sure.
So the screenplay was written first. And it made the finals in the Austin Film Festival screenwriting contest, and that's a whole other story.
Wow.
But it didn't get made into a film because it's a very expensive venture to make a film.
Oh, sure, because it's a historical piece. You can't,
And plus, it's racing. So this is horse racing. It's not an inexpensive film to make.
Right.
I decided I traveled to Paris. I was singing there on tour. I was singing in England, and then I traveled over to Paris, and I met with a friend of mine who's a producer, who's quite successful, actually.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Philippe Carcassonne. And he said, Nancy, you need to perfect the narrative of this in a play, protect the intellectual property, and then you can, you know, the right person will come to this because they'll see the beauty of the story, and then they can add the bells and whistles and the racing, et cetera. And we knew, of course, it had to be a black director,
of course,
a black producer, and a black cast. So The next step was making a play. So Eddie and I also adapted this into a stage play, which we had a reading for in 2022. Now, consider time has passed. The George Floyd situation.
Oh, God, the world has changed. Yeah. The world has changed, sure.
Here we are, and we're at 2026. And what we have now by incredible, there's two people or two entities I want to thank from the bottom of my heart. Mm-hmm. Freedom Hall in Park Forest.
Mm-hmm.
A woman named Shelley Saucer basically got an Illinois Arts Grant
mm-hmm.
for us to develop our school program and our community program, which is what we're doing at Wayfair. And through the Illinois Arts Grant, I was able to hire a fabulous actress and actor to portray America and Isaac Murphy, and a cinematographer who's award-winning and incredible that has found archival footage. And I've written the music, most of the music for this program we're doing at Wayfair Theaters, but we wouldn't have been able to do it. And we're doing it for the Chicago Public Schools tomorrow. We're doing three performances for the Chicago Public Schools. But Steve Sarowitz, who you mentioned,
yes,
Wayfair Theater is a very unique cinema complex.
It is indeed.
And it's dedicated to, like, uplifting, uniting, and inspiring, you know, the community through very purposeful storytelling.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, they want to focus on the human spirit and compassion and diversity, and this is perfect for their mission.
Absolutely.
And they supported us.
Absolutely.
They are supporting us so much. I am so thankful. And I'm excited about the show, which will be next Sunday at 4 o'clock, and I hope people will come to it.
Oh, I think people should. I mean, it's a 30-minute performance. It's going to be followed by a roughly 30-minute Q&A with you and the audience, and it's I can't, because I have this show. I'll have this show next Sunday, but you're going to tape it for me, and I'm going to get to see it, and I'm certainly going to promote it this week. This is a remarkable, remarkable story. Nancy, and Steve Sarowitz is a remarkable guy too. He is he puts his money where his heart is and where his head is. And there's going to be a book signing, and there is a book.
Yes.
There is
yes.
a book.
And so what happened was, I got some interest from the Chicago Public Schools through another group called Working in Concert, which does diverse voices in the schools.
Mm-hmm.
And they helped us with this program a bit. I did a mini version of it with just one actor and myself for Westinghouse High School. That was now 2 years ago. But we've developed this program so that it is really good for middle school and high school students,
yeah.
and even college students.
Mm-hmm.
So the book is a three-part book. It has the novel, which is historical fiction, and all the wonderful characters I described that Eddie Heffernan put together into the screenplay, along with, you know, me working alongside him. And then it has a middle section, which is nonfiction. So it's undisputable facts about, you know, Isaac Murphy, what his record was.
Oh, and who he was. Yeah, sure.
So there's a middle section to the book, which is very helpful to students, because it teaches them a lot within the context of what they've read in the novel about what was happening in American history.
Mm-hmm.
And then the end of the book is just a 2-page study guide, which basically emphasizes. So it's intended for librarians. It's intended for schools. But adults are really loving it. I'm getting
feedback. No, I'll bet.
Adults.
God.
It's a quick read.
Yeah.
And we have an audiobook. And I want to emphasize that for folks that are not, you know, don't have the time.
Of sure.
course, everyone should have the time to pick up a book.
That's right.
For those that don't, I just talked to a friend who said, oh my gosh, I got the audiobook. So Amir Abdullah, who is an incredible actor
mm-hmm.
in Chicago, has been on Empire, Chicago Med, Chicago Fire, the Court Theater. He narrates this, mixed in with authentic Civil War music, and he narrates the racing sequences, and I mean, he's fabulous. And it's only a 4-hour audiobook, so you can get the whole thing in a short period of time.
I think this is one of the best things I've come across in a long time, as are you and Nancy Hayes. I'm serious. I think this has the potential to be a really important creation. You can get a lot more information by going to writingforamericadrama.com. You can also get, and you should go to this site too, you should go to wayfarertheaters.com, and you should pick up the Chicago Tribune. Well, it's online. It will be on, my story will be online Wednesday and in the paper next Sunday. And Nancy, I'm so grateful to you, and I'm grateful to Jennifer Weigel, who played matchmaker for the two of us.
Me too.
Jen's a great
person. She's a sweetheart.
She is a sweetheart, and you have a hard time believing that I used to babysit Jennifer.
I know you told me that.
Jennifer and her brother, Rafer. Nancy, you and I will talk. Congratulations. Thanks so much for coming on the show. And I will do you right in print, because that's what I really do for a living.
Oh, God bless you.
Thank you. You too, honey. You too. Thank you.